NBA games are taking longer and longer, and many people are not happy about that. Contests stretching 3 hours prompted Grantland's Zach Lowe to write in a Tuesday column, an NBA playoff game should not nudge up against Major League Baseball-level game times. Lowe's solution? Reduce playing time from 48 minutes to 40. Zach, aside from increased watchability, as you put it, why else cut games down to 40 minutes?
Well, you know, increased watchability is never going to be the answer, right? Because money is always the answer. So if you're going to cut 8 minutes off of a game time and you're going to cut whatever commercial time comes with that, you've got to have a money argument somewhere. And the money argument that the NBA will consider whenever it raises this question seriously, and I think it will, is that if lopping 8 minutes off of each game makes the games a little bit less predictable. The NBA is the most predictable sports league in the U.S., at least among the major leagues, in that the best team wins more often than in any other sport. You know, and the shorter the game, the smaller the sample size, the better chance the Kings have of beating the Spurs or something like that. And I think that that's the big picture goal for the NBA is, you know, how do we make a sport that is a little bit too predictable, a little bit too top-heavy and imbalanced? How do we make it a little bit less predictable? And that's one possible solution.
Aside from making games less predictable, assuming that would be the case, how else would the change from 48 minutes to 40 minutes change play on the court? I mean, superstars like LeBron James and Kevin Durant already average close to 40 minutes of playing time each night. Would they no longer need to take any rests on the bench?
I think that's the most interesting sort of sub-question, right? I mean, if your goal is to make the league a little bit more competitive, this kind of change has a potential anti-competitive effect of, you know, what happens if LeBron plays the whole game?
I can't wait until the owners consider this proposition and they say, okay, this is good. Does this mean we can reduce salary levels by a factor of 8 over 48?
That would be a nice trade-off because the owners now they would look at this proposal and they'd be first and foremost worried about ad revenues and whether the national TV deal would be a less value because of commercial time. So, yeah, I mean, would they be able to cut salaries or would there be a reduction in roster spots since maybe only need 8 or 9 players instead of, you know, 13 or 14 or 15? And what happens to the salary structure of the league if you go that route? If you don't need bench players, do they make the minimum? And then do you have to sort of lift the ceiling that currently exists on star player salaries? It's, you know, you take a simple question and all of a sudden you're going in 20 different directions.
Well, I thought about that idea of reducing the size of the team, but you couldn't really do that because you'd still presumably have practices and a certain number of guys out with injuries. You'd still have to be able to play 5-on-5 when you practiced.
You still would. So, I'd need at least 12 or 13 guys just to scrimmage. Although I will say there are some assistant coaches and video coordinators on those teams who would die to get out there for a 5-on-5.
And probably players who would enjoy whacking them in the head from time to time.
I'm sure they would, especially the geekier the guy, the more the NBA guys would enjoy having at them for 10 or 15 minutes.
What are the chances that the change you're proposing actually comes to pass?
Oh, God, not good. I would say 10 to 15%, which is actually not super low. I mean, Adam Silver is the deputy commissioner of the NBA now. He's going to take over for David Stern in February. He's aware both that games are very long and that there might be an opportunity to get more eyeballs and more popularity by getting a little of the March Madness unpredictability into the NBA, even though it will never touch that kind of level of unpredictability.
If the proposal doesn't get accepted, what sorts of other steps could the league take to make games shorter and perhaps less predictable?
Less predictable is a tougher nut to crack, I think, than shorter. Shorter, there's like 5 or 6 things you could do, particularly to crunch time at the end of the game, where it's like, you know, for 20 years we've been making the joke about how you can tell your wife, oh, there's only a minute and a half left, and now they know that means 45 minutes because of all the fouls and all the intentional fouls. So there are a lot of little things you could do. The issue I have with that is you've got to do 7 or 8 of those things maybe in concert to really make a dent at game length.
I understand that one NBA superstar has already weighed in on your proposal. What does Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks think about it?
You know, Dirk, I don't think he'd mind me saying this. You know, he's an old guy and he's had some injury problems. And, you know, when I approached him and a bunch of other guys with this, I thought, and he's from Germany, obviously, where, you know, they play under this 40-minute rule. I thought Dirk was a sure thing to be pro shorter games, and he was, like, vehemently anti. He said 48 minutes. He loves to play. The longer, the better. And his view was there's a move to sort of globalize the sport. You know, everyone should play by the same rules instead of all the different sets of rules. And his view was the NBA is the best league in the world. People should play by our rules, not the other way around.
Zach Lowe is a staff writer for Grantland, and you can link to his article, The Case for the 40-Minute Game, at onlyagame.org. Zach, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
How long do you think pro basketball games should be? 40 minutes? 48 minutes? 12 minutes and 18 seconds? Share your thoughts on our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio.